Miss Pross came in with little Lucy.
"Is that his child?"
asked Madame Defarge, stopping her knitting to stare.
"Yes, madame," said Mr. Lorry. "That is our poor prisoner's little daughter."
"It is enough, my husband," said Madame Defarge. "We can go now."
Her voice was as cold as her hand.
"You will be good to my husband?" asked Lucy, afraid. "I beg you, as a wife and mother?"
"We have known many wives and mothers," said Madame Defarge. "And we have seen many husbands and fathers put in prison for many years. What is one more among so many?"
As the Defarges left, Lucy turned to Mr. Lorry.
"I am more afraid of her than of any other person in Paris," she whispered.
Mr. Lorry held her hands. He did not say anything, but he was also very worried. The doctor did not come back from La Force for several days. During that time, 1,100 prisoners were killed by the people. Inside the prison, Dr. Manette had come before a tribunal, which was a group of judges appointed by the people. These judges made their own laws and threw prisoners out into the streets to be murdered by the crowds. Dr. Manette told the tribunal that he had been a prisoner in the Bastille for 18 years, and that his son-in-law was now a prisoner in La Force. The tribunal had agreed to keep Charles Darnay safe from the murdering crowds, but they would not let him leave the prison.